Hello, party people, and welcome to a historic episode of Cast Party, presented by Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today I have my co-party hosts. House left to me is Juliana Tracy.
Hello.
And house right is Kenny Lazuski.
I just looked around for a second. I didn't know what you were going to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know who you were introducing for a hot second, so I had to, like, compose myself.
Of the two people in this room, aside from Cassandra, who did you think I was going to introduce?
We're off to the good start of the year. Happy New Year, everyone!
The first one, it was a 50-50 shot.
That's true.
I do know what House Left is and House Right is, so I did know what was coming.
Yeah.
However, Ken, it was 50-50. And then the next one, it was 100% shot.
100%.
I don't know how you were confused there, but...
I love that we're starting the new year with theater kid math. Kenny, do you know what House Left and House Right are?
Yeah, when you're looking at the house, it's your left side.
Oh,
or your right side.
Juliana, do you want to lead him right?
If you are standing in the house right. Facing the stage,
yeah.
House left, house right, that is you. If you're on stage, there's stage left and stage right, which is on the stage facing out.
So it's reversed.
Yeah.
So how did we, so what are the boxes then? Like, Shays has two boxes. If you didn't know, you can contact Mary O'Shea if you want to buy a box for any of our shows. So is the box left when you walk in, or is it like box?
It's, box left. It's house left and house right.
So it is based on, like,
it's based
the
off of the
view,
patrons,
not
the, I hate to be like no one on stage unless their specific shows are really going into the box.
Yeah.
Lion King was an exception.
That's right.
They were in the boxes.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a few shows that use the boxes, but for generally, it's...
And you can get these boxes, guys, for any show, really. Like, even the special ones, like Jerry Seinfeld. Like, you can get them for Broadway and all these little fun acts. Going. I shouldn't say little acts, they're huge. Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
I was going to say, like, I've heard that the best time to buy a box is for a comedian.
That's what I'm getting at. Yep, the best time to buy a box is for those time kind of things.
And I know John Mulaney's coming, so, and Jerry Seinfeld.
And Jerry Seinfeld, January 31st. And then the Dancing with the Stars, they added another show because that is insanely popular.
Yes.
In the new year. Yeah, this
and
new year.
And Topanga's going to be here.
Topanga and Meredith Blake.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
I know they have real names, but they're my childhood, so yay.
There's a lot of fun stuff besides Broadway that's going to be at Shays coming this new year. Just a lot of fun performances.
I know that one special engagement has been announced, which is Riverdance.
Yes.
Which I would like to see. Yeah, nice.
I'm doing it right now, guys, with you.
River dancing.
Oh
my God.
Do you think they picked that up on the audio?
We're getting video.
any good New Year's resolutions, we're going to get video for the podcast. Or can I not say that?
Is that your New Year's resolution?
Well, can I not say it? Am I allowed to say it now?
I think you can say it.
I can say it. See?
Say it. Out loud.
Yeah, we're getting video.
Like, is that a Twilight riff?
Yes. Yeah, I think that's a good New Year's resolution is us getting video.
It's not really a resolution, though. It's more like a...
A goal?
Yeah.
That's a resolution.
Is a resolution not a goal?
My resolution is...
Unpack that, Kenny.
I don't know, really. I never really make resolutions because I never keep them. I haven't kept them once, like, really ever, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This is the year, Kenny.
Maybe.
I feel it. 2026.
I know.
My New Year's resolution is to see more theater. I think that's a good
Juliana
one.
Juliana goes like every day.
I know.
Go with Juliana.
I already got my first show of the year cranked out.
That's
Grinch,
right.
I saw Grinch.
The Grinch
yep,
at OFC
right.
in Rochester. It was really good. I think one of my favorite shows that I saw at OFC.
Was that a Broadway show?
It was. So it's a musical, but it starred Garrett Clayton, who of like I think Teen Beach Movie.
Oh, he did look familiar when I saw his photo.
He was also Link, I know, in the live Hairspray that
Zelda?
Happened. No, Link Larson.
He played Link in Hairspray
Live. He was Zac Efron, if that.
And I'm Link.
Link. Yeah, but no, I got to meet him after. He was nice.
You did?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you stage door it?
So, yes, I was with a friend that has close ties to OFC, but like we just stayed in the lobby after.
Oh, nice. Look at you, Juliana.
Girl.
Already off
were you
to
with
it.
Vincent?
I was with Vincent. Vincent and then our dear friend Anthony Higgins, who's a Buffalo Rising.
So many dear friends.
But...
So many dear friends on the show.
We had a little day of it on Saturday.
Nice.
And then, yeah.
Look at that. That's a good look. Already one show in. Way to go.
What did I haven't seen anything. Last year, I just Dreamgirls like three times.
You did.
Oh, and then I went with you guys to
Ain't Too Proud.
Ain't Too Proud. Yep.
I have an app called Mezzanine where I go and track like every show that I watch. It's similar to Letterboxd. But like, yeah, I track every show. And right now I have nothing planned. So I can't wait to see what comes up. Literally my next show is my season subscription, which is Kimberly Akimbo in March.
March, yeah.
So I'm sure stuff will fill that time in between. But
absolutely,
I'm excited to see what comes.
I'm excited for Kimberly Akimbo. So, Juliana, did you have any New Year's resolutions yourself then?
Oh, gosh. As an actor, I want to start, like, recording myself more, like, singing and stuff like that. So that's definitely one. I also – this is a weird one, but yesterday my friend Michael Morag brought me to his spa of choice, and I got my first ever professional massage.
Oh, my God.
And when I say my whole world has changed, I have to go back. He goes every Sunday for, like, just a half hour. Oh, we did an hour this time, but – but yeah, no, it was such a fantastic day yesterday. So I think that's, I'm adding that into my resolution.
Happy New Year. That's great.
All right. So everyone's feeling refreshed. I love that. And speaking of refreshed, it is technically season two of Cast Party.
Woo!
Yeah! I wanted to hit the part of our new, I wanted to hit the applause button.
We'll work on that as well. Yeah. We'll get that. That'll be a part of season two as
well. Yes. Good. Dude. Oh my gosh. So much fun stuff coming.
It is. So let's unpack it. What does season two mean at Shay's for Cast Party? I guess the first thing is that instead of it going episode 23, 24, 25, we're going back to episode one. So if you're looking for us now.
Oh, I'm just reading it. Well, we are going back to episode. Oh, so season two, episode one.
Done.
And I'm still on?
Yeah, we're keeping you for season two.
So I made season one.
Yeah.
Rachel tried to kick me off, but she didn't make it.
She was a guest artist for sure. If this was like a CW series, like she would have had like the 10 episodes.
But we would have written her out by now.
I don't know. Maybe she'd show up in the promos for this one. I don't know.
She's out.
Too bad, Rachel.
No, Rachel's for sure a recurring character, I think, or recurring cast.
Yes.
She's in the rotation.
She's in the rotation. Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow. Okay.
But no, Kenny, you're still part of the main cast for season two.
Okay, we're on season two.
Yep,
that's exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. If you've been with us since the beginning, thank you. That's super nice of you.
Especially listening in Singapore.
Yeah, we had some listeners in Singapore.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Where else is crazy listeners, bud?
I'm sure someone's using a VPN, but if you're in Singapore,
they're there.
Like,
that's true.
They reached out personally to me, inviting us to Singapore.
Well, fun fact or anecdote was the one day I thought we had a listener in Japan, and it was Cassandra, our producer, using her VPN.
That would have been the excuse to go to Japan, then. I want to go to Japan so bad.
I would love to go to Japan. We've had listeners in Italy, not just when you went.
Not where I went. That was funny.
Another
funny. That was funny that you could see that, though. That was
absolutely. We've had listeners in Ireland, like Killarney and places like that.
I want to go back to Ireland.
Yeah.
My wife loved Ireland.
I love Ireland as well. I would like to go see some theater there. And then where else? Canada. We have some listeners in Canada.
Mary Roshai's friends.
Yeah.
Love Canada.
She reshared it with her group, I feel like.
Yep. Ridgeway. We had some listeners in Ridgeway, Canada. Thank you.
Anybody here locally?
No one in Buffalo has listened, but
besides their families. And my grandmother. I don't even think she listens.
How would you admit that on the air?
I think she does, but I call her four or five times a day. So by then, she's probably sick of my voice. So.
Wow. So talk to your grandma.
I give her a recap, though.
She doesn't want to hear my voice?
You know, she probably does want to hear any other voice but mine.
I'm kidding.
What else does season two mean? Season two means we are on a few more platforms. So if you have friends who like to listen to podcasts on Pandora or iHeartRadio, you can find us there.
Like Avatar?
Yes. I'm sorry. I've never seen those movies.
Isn't Pandora Avatar?
Yes.
I'm so glad I didn't know that.
Dignifying that.
That's all I had.
Thank you for that.
I had nothing else. That's all.
In my head, I was going to go, yip, yip, but I realized it was the wrong Avatar.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Beautiful. We're going to have a new trailer for you guys to listen to and hopefully share with your friends as well. And that's going to be created and edited by our good friend Dave Lenhart of Signal Recording. Yes, Wavy Davey is responsible for...
Wavy
Davey. He's responsible for mixing and mastering and audio leveling all of our episodes. And he does a great job. So thank you, Dave, and keep your ears out for that trailer. Speaking of Rachel, we should have some new promo photos because for those who don't know or need a headshot, Rachel Fedor is a great resource and asset right there. She really brings out Kenny's good side, I'll say. It's very nice and difficult to do.
She worked really hard.
Which is why she isn't in the room with us.
Yeah. She was like, I got to go edit those photos. You can't have too much of a
good thing. You know? If I was on my A-game all the time, it'd be too much.
It'd
be too much to handle. Can't have her in here all the time, so... That's why she's a, what is it, not recurring, what is it, season regular?
Series regular.
A series regular.
I like that. Yeah, it's good. What else we got going on? We're going to have some exciting guests for you guys that might have to do with maybe some shows that are coming up at 7:10. You'll have to listen and find out. And then we want to hear from you guys. We talk way too much and,
No, we do.
Well, yeah. We'd love to hear from you guys. If you're on our social media, leave us a comment at She's Buffalo. If you are leaving us comments on Instagram or Facebook, we will see them. Fun fact, we will also see them if they're on Reddit.
You see that. I love Reddit. So, yeah.
Me too.
Maybe we should do like an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. Or like, know how they do those threads, the Q&A?
Yeah.
We can go on Buffalo and Reddit and do it. Like, would you come and see a live recording of us?
Let's do it.
Because that's another goal. These New Year's resolutions, I keep like getting them messed up with like goals, but I guess they can be interchangeable.
Yeah,
that's a goal of mine always personally has been to do a live.
It's the same photo.
The resolution. Corporate asked me to find the difference between both photos. They're the same photo.
It's the same photo. No, that is a good goal, actually. Nice.
Thank you.
Kenny.
Just trying to contribute.
Forward thinking,
sir. Trying to contribute to season two of the Cast Party podcast.
Look at how much you're already doing.
And I'm not really fidgeting with my ring. I haven't typed anything.
Wow.
I haven't touched the microphone with my hands like I did earlier.
You haven't gotten up and left the room?
Well, then not quite. There's still time. I would have thrown the lion, but I mean, you have him safely across the room.
He did river dance.
Paradiddling.
Oh, God.
I don't know why I did the circus to river dance. Sorry, guys. Sorry, river dance.
If you want to see someone do actual river dance and not paradiddling, which is tap.
I'm just right off.
Girl. Sorry. Sorry, you're not a girl. You're Kenny. We've got a lot of really exciting things. We want to hear what you guys want to hear from us, and we hope we are able to surprise you this season. But it is a new year. Hal is currently putting away all of our beautiful holiday decorations as we record.
Oh. I'm so bummed out.
It's such a bummer.
Like Disney does the Halloween to Christmas like flip. Like everything over, it's just gone. Everything's gone.
So, as some of you may or may not know, Shays is upon a big milestone, which is on January 16th, 2026, it will have been 100 years since the grand opening of Shays Buffalo.
100 years.
Woo!
Of wonderfulness at Shays.
Of wonder.
Of the wonder theater.
Of wonder. The wonder theater.
There it is.
It says it right above the doors.
It does.
If you haven't noticed that ever, which I didn't really notice it until I started working here. So.
Actually, my favorite thing about us being the Wonder Theater is I think we've said this before, if you look at the W in Wonder, it's actually an upside down M.
It's a great, that is such a good.
Madame Morrible, flip it around.
Good wish. Oh, rest in peace, 2025.
What the hell is that? Is that a Wicked reference?
Yes.
No, we're leaving that shit in the pan. No. No.
Have you not seen that interview?
Yeah, did you miss this cultural moment?
No, but we're done with Wicked.
She was saying like how, spoiler alert, Madame Morrible is the true villain of Wicked.
Is she?
Yes.
Yes, but she's kind of like the puppet master of the wizard. So she said in this interview, like I forgot how it started, but she
goes,
was like,
Madame Morrible, M, flip it around, wicked witch. Like, but she did that for like 20 interviews, and then the internet took it and made it into like a little bit of like a song, like a beat.
Oh,
like,
So they mixed it up. Do you know who can mix that audio?
What?
Dave.
That's right.
Wavy Davey.
Sure he can.
Shout out Wavy Davey.
Woo! Another plug for Signal Recording, LLC.
Just trying to get him in for season two. Trying to be intentional about it. That's all.
So, speaking of fun facts, is there any, like, favorite historical facts that you guys have about Shays that folks at home might not know about?
The trapdoor for Wicked.
Yep.
We've which talked is about gone that. Now, right? Or still there?
It's still there.
You can't use it. It's unoperable.
There's a lot of metal bars in it, so that way it cannot break. We'll show you next time we're in the basement. All right.
I love like the old Usher like outfits.
Yes,
that we have the outfit or pictures of them, right?
We have like replicas of them. Yeah. I think I've seen a couple.
I've seen like the picture of them like on the stairs, right? All yes. the Ushers. It reminds me of Tower of Terror in Disney.
It looks
the
movie, yeah,
like their little hat. I love it.
In terms of like favorite facts, though,
yeah,
I feel like we touched on this in our Halloween episode way back. But my favorite fact is that when Michael Shea was alive and well here at Shea's, he'd like to feed the cats.
Yes.
And they referred to them in like newspapers as like Michael Shea's saucy fat cats.
Yes. Or
something like that. But he also like fed the birds too. Like he was just a very like loving man. So yeah. I love that like energy that.
He also had a secret door to run away from people.
He did, yes. Yeah, it's in our Spotlight Lounge.
If you ever want to see it, we'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come see us in the Spotlight Lounge, and you can take a tour of the secret door. Like, you can walk.
Ooh.
No, you probably can't.
You probably can't. It's very spooky.
It's kind of scary.
It's kind of claustrophobic. I know a couple people, like, they've gotten locked out of the office upstairs before and have used it as a way to get up. And it's a tight little cross space. Like, it's pretty claustrophobic, but
I'd be too scared.
Yeah, there's a story where like one of the doors malfunctioned, and they didn't think anyone was in the office, so somebody climbed up through the door and just absolutely scared.
Oh somebody. My god!
I think it was Shelby actually.
Oh my god!
Shelby didn't climb, but I think Shelby was the one that was like in the office.
She was
like,
on the
you could have knocked. Like
you could have texted me or like yeah, or like send a signal.
Correct me if that's wrong, Shelby. You can cut this if it's completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure. It is
correct. Oh,
yeah, somebody Shelby climbed up spooked. And Shelby was like, you couldn't knock.
That is amazing.
I would have freaked out. I would have been like, oh.
Can we recreate that like as the promo for this episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Like, I will like climb. Well, no.
It's a tight climb space. Like,
yeah,
doing that. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, let's see. Another favorite fact of mine kind of goes along with that, which is like, artists loved coming to work here because Michael Shea was such a good stand-up guy. Like, it sounds like he was like a tough business guy, but when it came to his artists, he knew how to like take care of them, make sure they felt loved. I think that's nice.
Yeah, I think that's great. I just love how bigger stages.
Centennial event on the 16th is going to be on the stage, and people don't realize until you're up there standing there, like I didn't. Especially with the expansion in the 90s, where you can see the physical line break between the brick and the old stage and the new expansion, just how big that is.
Yeah.
It's just massive. And it kind of sheds a light on how big these productions are.
They're
because
huge.
They needed that space, right, for Phantom and Wicked and all these bigger productions to be able to tour, come to different theaters. So it's just the scope and the size of that. And they have the foresight to think, like, we need to do this for the future of Shea's to be successful.
Well, okay, so speaking of the stage house, and Kenny, you kind of already brought it up.
Yes.
We have a big celebration. This episode's coming out on Monday. And then this coming Friday, on January 16th, we are having a centennial celebration that is for 21 and over. And it is an event that starts in the Grand Lobby and then will move to a party on the stage.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of different. Very exclusive.
Featuring.
Oh.
Juliana Tracy.
That's right.
There's a few Shea's stuff.
No. That's it. Sorry, Rachel.
Series regular Rachel is also singing.
Yeah.
Equasia? Equasia. Yep. Yeah, I was going to say, but what is her title?
Benson Hospitality Coordinator.
Yeah. Okay. One of our hospitality coordinators, Equasia, is also singing as well. So there's going to be some smattering of Shea's talent, but then also
musical fair
from from theaters in the community, like our community partners, Musical Fair, Second Gen. I know Second Gen is doing something for Mamma Mia.
Oh, I love that.
But the headliner. Don't be bashful, Juliana. Juliana's the headliner. For me, at least.
Well, I mean,
I missed the last party where you sang, so I'm like,
you're geared up.
I'm ready.
I'm
going to be giving out your business card like around the thing as your agent who takes 50%. Like, I'm going around.
Oh, it was 30
like,
or 20% at most.
You said way less than that.
50%.
It was like less than 10.
10% is normal.
Oh, I'm going to be slinging the business. Like, Juliana's agent, like, call me.
Hey, you wanna stuff for your stage? My name's Kenny.
You want for your stage? Yeah.
You see, Juliana, that she's a star.
Are you going to spoil what you're singing, or are you going to leave it a secret?
Oh, make a hint. Do a hint.
I don't even know.
Oh, God.
Or can you tell us?
I can.
Like, is it a set? Is it one song?
No, it's one song. It's
come on! Who decided? We got to fix that.
Let's hear it.
Wait a minute.
Just it's, the whole party is actually like me in disguise. It's my one-woman show.
Yes! Yay!
We're Trojan horsing you into
yes!
you think
we'd be
coming.
Selling tickets out the ass if that was the case.
We're Trojan horsing everybody into the party. They think it's a centennial party when in fact it's my cabaret debut.
Juliana Tracy as the world turns.
You know, I think it's great.
But as Kenny's kind of very excitedly describing, yes, our event is going to be a very cool feature of a lot of different companies in the area. Our technical director, Bill Hedrick, who's been around Shays for many years and has very cool stories that I'd love to get from him one day. He has a band. Yes. And so he has orchestrated an evening for you all that harkens back to like the old days of parties on the stage. So when you arrive, folks, you are in very good hands with Bill Hedrick. And I should mention there is an MC, Jake Pisker, who will be leading you throughout the evening. So, yeah, definitely show up. Let us know what
thanks,
you think.
Thanks, Bill, for asking me to MC, by the way.
Thanks, Bill, for not asking Kenny to sing.
I would have loved MC, though.
You can still do it. Ask Jake if he'll do it with you.
No, the ship has sailed. Now it's a pity invite. It's like how I got cut from the play. We can't go back now.
Sorry.
Yep. That's all right.
Between a rock and a boulder.
It's all right.
Hey, there. But it should be a really fun day, and you should definitely come check it out. The show, the evening starts at 5:30 p.m., and it's going to go until 8:30 p.m. Lots of live music, lots of different theater
drinks,
companies.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, there'll be drinks.
You can see us
it's
or me.
It's just a great showcase of Shays and, like, a century of wonder, like, our community partners and everything.
I think it's cool because what'll be nice about the centennial celebration is, you know, we've spent the last year really reflecting on what these 100 years have brought to Buffalo, and now we can really focus on what the future of Shays should look like and what the future of theater should look like, and that's really cool. And if you're, like, looking to brush up on your historical facts as you get ready for your evening out here at Shays, we have something very cool, which is the historical vault on our website at shays.org/vault, and our editor of the pod, Shelby Converse, has worked really hard on it all year. So there's exclusive photos, there's headlines. I was reading through it today. I didn't even realize like Bing Crosby was here so early and Ginger
Bing.
Rogers and yeah, Bing.
Yeah, Bing Crosby.
Our good friend Bing.
My good friend Bing.
No, but this virtual vault, I looked at it for some like earlier for the call board. Like I featured like some of the earlier chapters that were released. But it's such a cool like little tour. Yeah. Like if you can't make it out for like an in-person tour here at Shays, this is such like a nice like way to like see our history, but like in a really comprehensive and nicely like made. Like congrats, Shelby.
Yeah, hats off.
And there's more to come with enhancements that I can't really speak specifics about, but just keep an eye on historic tours and the future of that whole program, and there'll be a formal announcement about all that, but just a little tease on there is a future for the historic tours here and bringing that whole program to more people via the website or app or whatever. So
yeah, that's going to be awesome. And if you have had a historic tour here or have one planned, you're likely having it led by Doris Collins, who I don't think we would have gotten to 100 years of Shays without Doris and her team. So shout out to Doris. Shout out to Wendy.
All the volunteers, man.
Colleen. Mm. Yes, all of our volunteers that have literally taken us from almost being knocked over by a bulldozer and there being fungus in our
Wurlitzer. Thank God for slept here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Kurt Mangel.
So, boy Kurt.
Thank you all for taking care of this beautiful gem. And we're really excited to be ambassadors and hopefully shepherds of the next 100 years.
You know, buy your tickets if you haven't yet. You still got till it's Monday. You still got till Friday.
Yeah, you still got till Friday. You can still get some centennial merch at the box office.
I'm sure they'll be at the event too.
Yeah, absolutely. Get your pin, get your Tipico coffee. Get your Oxford pennant.
Get your picture next to the Cast Party 3 sheet.
Oh, yes, please. And then tag us or Shays.
Don't throw anything at it.
at me in the middle.
Just handle any darts on Kenny.
Don't throw anything.
But yeah, in all seriousness, we really hope you guys can join us for our centennial celebration. It's going to be a great time. And again, starts at 5:30, and our good friend Juliana Tracy is going to be melodious and wonderful and performing.
You have no idea how excited I am.
I know. Yeah, Kenny, don't interrupt her, okay? Oh, like, wait, applause at the end, okay?
I don't know if I can hold myself.
Try your best.
I'm going to be going crazy.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, Juliana, break a leg. You don't need it for me, but you're going to be great. All right, folks, this has been a very good catch up. Before we wrap up, Kenny, do you want to talk a little bit again about the seat plaque campaign?
Yeah, we've sold a bunch to date, which is great. So starting now until the end of the centennial, you can get a new version of our seat plaques. If you're here, they're on the armrests. The prices vary depending on what seat that you pick, kind of in three different chunks. But they have the nice centennial logo on it. We can really customize and inscribe whatever you like on those and just reach out. But again, once the centennial is over, this particular version of the seat plaque will be put in the vault, per se. You won't be able to buy this exact one with the centennial logo on it. But it's a good way to give back to Shays. It's a cool way to memorialize or make it in honor of someone, or even if you wanted your own name on it, whatever you want to do, we can make that happen. And it's a way to participate and help raise money for the elevator expansion project.
Absolutely.
Which, we'll probably do an episode on that for season two. But, fingers crossed, that starts to break ground in March. So
yeah,
it's very, very exciting. A lot for the centennial. A lot of good things. Good shows. Good vibes. And progress, building.
Yeah.
Building things.
Kenny let me put in the seat plaque for the Lake Erie Italian Club.
Yes.
Shout out to the Lake Erie Italian Club.
Thank you, Diego, and the club.
Yes, and they look great. So really, folks, I think they're a really nice contribution to Shays and just a wonderful way to be a part of history.
And they'll be there forever.
Forever.
As long as the theater's here, forever. We're not. Yep, they'll be there.
Speaking of forever, Shrek the Musical by O'Connell and Company will be January 15th through the 25th at Shays Smith Theater. Mamma Mia is also coming to Shays 710. It's part of the Shays 710 and Second Generation Theater season. Word on the street is that these tickets are selling fast. So get going, friends. This is also opening on Thursday, January 15th. Are you doing a little Mamma Mia there?
I bought my mom tickets.
Oh, nice. At Shays 710, and performances are going to go until February 1st. And we've got a very exciting and nostalgic double feature this Sunday, January 18th, with the Shays Free Film Series. Ooh. Disney's The Parent Trap.
Meredith Blake.
Yes, with Meredith Blake.
Everybody's favorite hero.
Yes, he's coming for Dancing with the Stars. This is the 1997 version, friends, with Lindsay Lohan. She is not a twin. She was one person. Just
don't spoil it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
People might want to... What?
What? It's an acting thing. It doesn't spoil the movie.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. You're right, Rita, you're right.
You want to know the difference between you and I? I have class and you don't.
That's so good. Dude, it's such a good movie.
It's such a good movie.
And the fact that Meredith Blake is now the hero.
She is. Because she was 26 and just trying to hustle, damn it.
I know.
I am too. I get it.
Listen, as a future 26-year-old.
Yeah, someone for you to aspire to.
Yeah.
So that's going to start at 11 a.m. And then Goonies Never Say Die. Ugh, and The Goonies will start at 4 p.m. And for each of these films, guys, the house will open an hour before. So make sure you come. You get your drinks and your snacks and your popcorn and you find yourself a nice seat. And finally, as we've mentioned, the Shays Centennial Celebration will be this Friday, January 16th. Get your tickets online and get ready to celebrate 100 years of Shays Buffalo.
Woo!
All right, folks. I think that pretty much wraps it up.
That's a good recap. Good sentence. Yeah, a lot going on.
Very busy January.
Woo!
Season two. All right, folks. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed the vibes. Got some tea. Check us out on Shays Buffalo social media. And Ken, why don't you play us out?
Just practicing for Juliana's performance.
Yeah, he's going to accompany me.
I would love that.
Can you imagine if I just sat on the piano and like...
What would you play?
I wouldn't be like playing. I'd just be like.
He played chopsticks.
Cast Party is presented by Shays Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.